USA News Update. Another foot of snow could fall in western New York, where officials are urging everyone to stay off the roads. Governor Kathy Hochul says so far, more than 550 rescues have been made throughout the weather event. Across the U.S., around 50 deaths have been reported due to the storm.
Our hearts are breaking for them.
This weekend's bone-chilling cold certainly led to a call by local utilities to conserve energy and temporarily turn down thermostats. In New York, energy spokesman Jamie McShane said there was an unprecedented nearly 50-degree change in temperature that stressed the interstate pipeline systems.
Those pipelines had equipment problems caused by the increased demand.
Google is out with its annual year in search list, and there's one thing noticeably absent this year. COVID was not among the top searches. Instead, people were busy searching for a lot of things pertaining to workouts and how to handle stress. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.